actually, you've stumbled into a special episode already in progress of A Great Culling.
Or a potential Great Culling. Started out as A Great Culling. Now it's a great, we really need to give some of these another going.
Yes. So it's a confrontation over whether to cull some of these games.
Yeah. Some of them are probably going to be culled, and some that I didn't really expect you to agree on quite so readily.
But anyway, let's get on to this culling discussion already in progress.
Fujikoro Deluxe Edition.
What we liked the idea of like the layered equipment, right? That was part
it
of
looks kind of fiddly, and
yeah,
I don't love the art.
And we took all the little paper spacers out of it.
Why did we unbox this? I don't know. This was a stupid... Yeah. Part of the problem, too, with Fujikoro is getting rid of it is that the deluxe edition is so much better than the standard edition that all the buzz, the negative buzz about it, was in the really cruddy standard edition where it gets like 6 point not much. And the deluxe edition gets quite reasonable ratings.
Well, I suppose when you're trying to sell it, say that.
Yeah.
Say this is the edition that gets the blah 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 rating, which I don't know what that is. Having unboxed it, set it up, put it back away again. Yeah,
it's big, takes up a whole Kallax cube.
Yeah, I was never that sold on it. So
okay, so that's a
we've talked in the past about
yeah, just getting rid of it.
No, that and also you know, there being a time where if I didn't hate it, you bought it.
Yeah, there so. Was a day. Yeah. This will probably stay if only because it matches the other black spacey games in its cube, and we've liked it every time we've played it.
Wait a minute. Not Galaxy of Trion.
Yeah, it is.
You like Galaxy
I do
of Trion.
Like it. I do like it. Take it off. It's good.
What happened there? Did you have a
it's
stroke?
Good. It's just not a game I crave playing ever, but it is really pretty.
I think because you forget it. I think because it took a long time to play the first time and you liked it, and then it's come back out and you've liked it. I think you just have some residual negativity, or maybe because it's so black you forget it exists.
Yeah, maybe. It's like a, you know, sort of...
Yeah, I don't want to...
Black void in space.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to be, like, getting rid of these games I'm happy to
keep
have,
here, yeah.
But whereas the ones that are actual stinkers stay. Like, let's put our efforts into the stinkers.
This one's not a stinker either,
and it's still a G.
Really pretty, and it's still a G. It's a bit, I recall it being a bit take that. We liked it, but I don't see me ever wanting to play it again. Grim Forest.
Good minis.
Yeah, great minis.
You raved about it, people.
Did I?
You did.
We have to play it again then.
That was one that was more you again, because it is a bit take that, as I recall.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to play it again.
It could potentially be a school game.
It could.
Let's have a look at it. Okay, that's what happens with Grim Forest. This one...
Still in the G's?
No, we're in H.
Okay.
And this one might be more you.
As in more me getting rid of or me saving?
More you saving.
Oh.
It's fine. It's not as deluxe as I want it to be.
Give me a hint.
It's to my left.
Something to your left that starts with an H.
Yep.
Is there more you could give me? Because things to your left are games that I...
Oh, no, I don't think it is to my left anymore.
No, I was going to say there's nothing out here we'd get rid of. In my opinion, maybe. Well, I can see one, but we've passed the G's, haven't we? It's Glenmore.
I love Glenmore. That's a game that has to come out again. What a great game.
Anyway, so give me another hint, because it's not to your left.
It's Game Brewer.
Game Brewer starts with an H?
Is it Game Brewer or is
that's
it
a terrible
Thunder
hint.
Griff? No, it's Game Brewer.
Can I have a bit of a hint about gameplay
ancient
or theme?
Ancient Greek, kind of.
Oh, Hippocrates.
Yeah.
It's to your left.
Is it to my left?
Yeah. My only problem with Hippocrates is the amount of space it takes up and how far I have to reach.
I don't love the cardboard kind of things that you put around in a circle. I found that a bit fiddly and...
Oh, I was okay with that.
And it was just all right, didn't you think?
Yeah, it was all right. I was amused at the time. It brought some novelty to me.
Do you want... If I say, let's get Hippocrates out and play it, are you going to want to?
Yeah, if you set it up.
Yeah, all right. It's.
I mean, I can take or leave it. So.
It and Stroganoff came on the same time, and I'm more inclined to get rid of Hippocrates than Stroganoff.
Whereas I actually looked into the expansion for Stroganoff.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I don't want to get rid of Stroganoff. I enjoyed it.
Okay, good. I think people do think Hippocrates is a bit of a stinker. I don't think it's a stinker, but...
No, I think it's fine.
But the novelty is maybe a bit thin, and it was just physically unwieldy to me.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, it had some cute things and some cool things going on. So,
yeah.
All right. Yeah, take or leave, like I said.
Jumble Jam, which we backed in error.
So we're on to the J's.
Yep.
I think we thought it was Letter Jam.
Yeah.
Why can't we read? But I don't think we qualified for Letter Jam if we thought Jumble. We surely didn't at the time.
No.
I think what happened was we backed it because it was small, harmless, cute. And then as time passed, our brains thought that we'd backed Letter Jam.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And then we thought, what is this? And we hated it. I hate it so much.
It's clearly a labor of love. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just not us.
Yeah, yeah, it's so not us. That's all I want to say. We've known about this one for ages. This one,
still in the J's?
Now we're into the K's.
Into the K's. I can't even name a game starting with
Didn't love the two-player mode. Good game. Interesting circular board.
No. I feel like I keep saying this over and over.
Yeah.
And it's bad because we're doing The Outsiders with my year nines. And there's this bit. Do you remember the bit in the audiobook where 2-Bit is saying to... No, Pony Boy, that's not true.
Yeah.
Daryl, you know, Daryl's a good brother.
Yeah.
And I feel like every time I say no,
say that all the time. Yeah,
you're Pony Boy here, and you're just having a bit of a fit. And
I don't know why. We've got to play Kami Summer again.
You didn't like it. I remember that. You were not a fan, and I thought it was pretty and it was interesting. So play it again.
Yep, play it again. Keep. I gave it 6.5 or something.
So would you then be not keeping the other game? Aren't they all in a little box?
The Cloudus collection?
Yeah, aren't they in a... Or am I just...
No, I've got all of them on the potential cull list.
So there's...
I didn't give any of them over like a 6.8 or something. Merchants of Misery.
And the Neanderthal one.
Neolithic. Neolithic was the worst of them. I gave it a 5.5.
Yeah, they could all go.
They're just mediocre, aren't they?
Well, I think they're solid little games, but the art's not exciting. I actually like probably the Neolithic art better than the others, if memory serves, but not suitable for our needs, I would say. We have other little games that are solid and prettier.
We've got controversy about to erupt.
Okay, are we still in the K's?
Yes.
So this case, K stands for controversy. So you've already gone after one that I knew that you were grumpy about, but I thought you might come back
to it. This is a game that I liked, and in fact, I really liked, and I liked it enough to play it when we had company.
Something with a K.
But there's something about it that's just annoying, and...
I don't remember.
I just don't like real time.
Oh.
And it has an expansion to it.
We have the expansion to it.
I just don't see us
playing
it. Then
why did you... want to get the expansion?
I don't know, because it was so cool. But I hate the art now, you know, and...
Wait, we literally just got Fit to Print in, which is real time. You like Sorcerer City, so what's your beef with Kitchen Rush?
I had problems with just the whole timer thing. And
the timers didn't work.
Yeah, that's an issue too, you know. And yeah, we ended up using a... It's just fiddly. It feels like a slightly amateurish production, which is probably why there's a second edition of it now.
I'm fine to get rid of it. I have good memories playing it with you and playing it with Michelle and Heather, and that's enough for me. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't need to go. But
I get stressed out by real-time games anyway.
It stresses me out. I just don't see it being fun with two, you know. And
we had fun. I mean,
we did
I had fun.
Yeah, like, maybe.
Now you're messing with my memories of the good times we had.
I've got a list of a few couple of small ones here. That,
are they still in the case?
Yeah, or? That Kaiwatin, which is just, I kind of remember it. Pretty, but not very remarkable.
Oh, is that the one?
You like racing along a track or something?
No, there's, well, there are the
no,
two.
No, that's Kokoro.
Right.
Which is also on this list. That's the next game.
Okay, well, yeah, I get them confused. The Kaiwatin's that wind track.
They're
going
both just
up.
Okay.
I think play Kaiwatin again.
Yeah.
Because I looked at it not long ago and thought, oh, yeah. That's nice. So
I think
play
in
that
many
one
ways
again.
This list is a game we played and kept it for whatever reason and never put it on our for sale list, but have never played again.
And then Kokoro, you
liked. It's
the
sequel to Kodama.
Right. A sequel in the sense of the world more than the actual gameplay.
Well, yeah.
But you, I remember, liked it better than I did.
Yeah. Kokoro. Maybe we need to play. I think many of these games need to be played again. And if we think, we get rid of them.
I mean,
Blackout Hong Kong, all of these games, I think, need to be played again. And this
sure. But yeah. Just Kokoro could probably disappear and I'd never notice. Lanterns. So we're in the L's.
Yeah.
Lanterns. I have the app.
Yeah.
I play it once in a while. It's kind of a sweet game. I'd say that would be a good school game.
Maybe.
If you don't want to play it at home anymore.
Yeah.
Do you remember Lanterns?
Vaguely.
So it's sort of a tile laying matching deal.
Yep.
With lanterns.
Is it? Do you see us playing it?
Oh, yeah, because we played...
Let's play it again. Play it again.
No, I mean, like I say, I play the app once in a great while, so
at least you'll know how to play it.
Yeah, but I mean, I have that, so
yeah. But if there are all these light games that I need,
I think you should play it again. But I think I wouldn't try to sell it. I think it's actually a good candidate for school.
Okay, so maybe I'll play it again, and we should play it again together. Libertalia, because we don't like, you don't like either version. I quite like the Stonemaier one.
I respect the Stonemaier one. I'd have to play it again.
Yeah.
It still took that for you. It wasn't take that. It was just more, I don't know. It required a certain mental energy that I didn't have at the time. Yeah. So
try it again.
But isn't it hard to part with a game that doesn't exist anymore, like original Libertalia?
No, because I don't want it to exist in our collection. I never liked the game, the original.
Wow, these are really bold. You've gone from it's fine and
it was fine, but I never.
It's like I never liked it. I always hated you, and now you're throwing your glove down on the ground and maybe slapping the box.
I don't know. It's Ticket to Ride size box. Does it maybe just go up into the front room?
Well, okay. There's no point if we're never. But will it become somebody's grail game at some point? Should we hold on to it for collector's value since it's not going to be remade in that state?
Yeah, maybe. So there's that. We're still in the L's. There's a lot of them. Little Drop of Poison, which was just terra bad, but it's tiny and in a tiny little bag. We'll never sell it, and it takes up almost no space.
You say it's terra bad. Would you like to explain that? Tell me what you remember about playing
game.
It.
Well, it's not playable at 2, if I recall.
Right. So why are you calling it broken and terra bad when
because everyone
you never
online
played
says
it.
It's broken and
terra. If everybody online said that Adam Sandler was a bad actor,
well, we're not going to get rid of it anyway because it's so small, and we've always talked about how at least the
it has little rats in it and the gems are good.
I always laugh at the comment on Kickstarter, not Kickstarter, on Board Game Geek, where the person says, "I'd prefer a little drop of poison in my mouth, you know, than play the game."
Okay, but it's not fair to criticize the game. We have no idea how it plays.
Fair enough.
Why don't you bring that one to school?
Maybe, but because I don't want to poison the kids, you know. I don't want to do a game that gets like 4 points something.
Does it?
Maybe 5, but I think 4.6 or something.
Well, it'll be hard to move that one, and it's small and so forth. But okay, I know you don't want to poison the kids, but maybe that's, I don't know. I don't know.
Again, another small game that I need to play again, Little Flower Shop.
You liked it.
Okay, so we'll forget that. Obviously.
I mean, it was sweet. It was nice to play. It could disappear from the collection. I wouldn't notice.
We already talked about Lost Woods. That needs to be played again, I guess. It's just so... That's something to play with.
I don't want to say it was camp, because they're literally at camp. But do you remember how it was? And then there were like the portals. It's just a bit silly and goofy in a fun way.
Yeah, it might be good
and...
to play with... our niece.
Yes.
As a gateway into that kind of thing. And I think my sister would appreciate it because it obviously takes inspiration from The Sorcerer's Cave, which is a game that we grew up playing.
So I'm going to feel a bit bad because I think it's probably a step back from Chronicles of Avil, which we've just given her.
So not that one. You're not going to argue with Maharaja, are you?
Well, I'm going to argue with you were so keen to announce each alphabet letter.
Oh, this is M.
But now you're just sliding down the slide. M, Maharaja, that was one that you wanted.
Yes.
That's one you can take away.
Yeah, it's not a great production, this edition of it. And
which
in many
is
ways,
ironic, but... it was meant to be.
And it is not really very good at 2, I don't think, either. March of the Ants we've had on there forever.
We gave it a play with the expansion, to be sure.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with the game. I could, again, see maybe somebody, a science teacher, friend of ours, maybe wanting it. I don't like ants.
Yeah.
I hate, I hate looking at their... Thoraxes. What's the plural? I was going to say, that the plural? Thoraxes? Still in the M's?
Yeah. Controversial one coming up.
It's not Marrakesh.
No.
Okay.
It's in this room.
It's in this room and it starts with an M. It's not Monsterlands.
No, it's not. It was a Advent Games Boxing Day sale purchase.
It's in this room.
It's just fine.
You hate butterflies. You do.
It's just fine.
You hate butterflies.
I don't hate butterflies.
Now, let the record show that we've raised some butterflies. So there was
some mariposas, you might say.
Yes. So there was Leonard Flutterby. There was Desmond.
Yep.
And Pamela, our three butterflies. At the start of the pandemic, we had their little chrysalids.
You could buy them from the local game store.
Yeah. So. See? And they perched on our fingers and they went out to live great lives. And I'm convinced that we see their descendants when the monarchs come out. And now you're like, oh no, forget all that. Forget our family. Forget Des and Pammy and Leonard. Just, get rid of Mariposas by Elizabeth Hargraves.
Actually, it was an all right game, wasn't it?
It was. It was. It's an interesting theme. We were never, we thought it just looked all right. And then you're right. The sale came along. And we're like, well, let's try it.
Yeah.
It certainly looks good in the cube that we have it in because it's all color coordinated. But I don't super love it either. But it's a good game.
Yeah, I think it's a bit fiddly for school.
I do too.
You know, I don't know. We'll think on it.
Area control and stuff gives me anxiety.
Yeah.
I know that's an overused phrase, gives me anxiety. It doesn't bring me as much pleasure as other mechanisms, I should say. So yeah, it can go. That's fine.
Martians, A Story of Civilization, which is
long on the
game
list.
With the worst rule book ever. Could be a great Euro. We're never going to know.
No, we have the 3D mini things, so
yeah,
somebody can enjoy that.
No. You're thinking of the...
First Martians,
which we got rid of last time.
Did we?
Yeah, and we made a profit on it.
Did we finally get rid of it?
Yeah. We didn't make a profit on it. We managed to sell it for a reasonable price, all things considered, given that everyone's getting rid of it for next to nothing because it's so...
No, but I'm surprised my heart's not that much lighter. Now I'm happy again just remembering we got rid of that one.
Yeah, we got... I mean, we made a big loss on it, but we got rid of it.
That was a shame because we didn't really have the pleasure of even one complete play of it.
It wasn't good. It was just...
But sometimes you do have to cut your losses. That's okay.
So, it's interesting.
I'm
going to segue out of order.
You're going to go to a different part of the alphabet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's related to...
Mariposas?
The First Martians. It's related to the First Martians.
You're not... Okay, well, you said it's not an M.
I thought it was amazing.
It's not Mission Red Planet.
Nope.
Because
nothing to do with Mars.
But it's related to First Martian. Ah, Robinson Crusoe.
Yes.
Yeah. The only problem is I really like the look of the expansion, Voyage of the Beagle.
I love it. I loved it. But I've changed as a gamer. I loved it. That whole thing with the... I can't face learning it again.
The rule book was always monstrous. Yeah. Is it better now?
There's been another edition, which I think looks worse than ours.
Oh, I know there's been a newer edition. Yeah. Did they update the rule book? It is a bit cardboardy. I know you can get bits for it. I know we did love it.
We loved it. We loved it. I think I gave it a 9 or a 9.5.
But it was the novelty as well, I think.
Yeah.
Being new to modern board gaming at the time.
Yeah.
And the sort of sense, we were really excited that we'd have this campaign experience kind of going.
Yeah.
You know, all these different scenarios. Yeah. If you suggest playing it, I think my heart would just sink a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a lot of time and learning the rules.
Hard
again.
To sell an old edition, but you never know.
Maybe somebody wants what I think's the better looking edition.
It is prettier. This is probably one where if you suggest playing it, my heart will sink.
Are we still in the M's? Are
yeah,
we back
we are,
to the
M's? Yeah, we are. And I've suggested it before. Let's take that. It's Merchants and Marauders.
I don't see how you remember well enough. Because you
I remember
liked
being
it.
Take That. I liked it. I liked it. But
you
I think
were keen to get the
I
expansion.
I honestly feel like there was a lot of super enthusiasm because I can see this is a good game, you know, earlier in our board gaming career. And without necessarily knowing whether it was a good game for us. And I think there's a reason Merchants and Marauders has never reappeared on our table. And in fact, I think we set it up once a second time and never played it.
I know we kept an eye on the expansion for a long time. Like, yeah. Obviously we were going to get the expansion.
Yeah.
Back when we were pro expansions. I don't know. That's fine. It can go. I mean, you're wanting to take apart our entire pirate cube. Anyway, when we lost Dead Men Tell No Tales, our whole pirate themed cube started falling apart. So...
So this is one of the other ones.
Are we still in the M's?
Yeah, we are. I've skipped Merchants of what's it
Missouri's.
Called? Yeah.
Although, you read my geek list about faces on boxes, and I did learn a lot about Missouri's at least, so that was good.
This could be the biggest surprise on the list. Ooh. And it's primarily down to aesthetics.
Wait, I'm going
to
take a sip of this lovely imported
so you
can do
a
cherry
spit
Coke.
Take?
Get my spit yeah. take ready.
Okay. This was one of the Essen purchases last year.
Okay.
It's a victim of a strange box size. It's a really good Euro game. It's almost all cardboard. And Delicious Games needs to get better graphic artists.
I don't know what it is. Tell me.
Messina 1347.
Yeah, my spit take has no
joy. I love Vladimir Suchy a lot.
I don't care. You were always the one pushing for it. So.
Yeah, it has rats on the cover. And,
it does. I like rats. And
it's a good game. It is a really good Euro.
It is
but
good.
It's as cardboard as can be. And, you know, when you've got equally good or better Euros with really nice, delightful tactile pieces, why would you keep that one?
It's hard to get excited about seeing it on the table.
Yeah.
And the rats, it has rat meeples though, doesn't it?
And I mean, Suchi's other design that came after it, Woodcraft, has some of the same weaknesses, but not least, you know, it has just a more luxurious feel about it, you know, compared to...
Well, we'll see when we get to the W's.
Yeah, no, it's not on my list. I liked Woodcraft and I would play
really?
It again.
Yeah. I could see Woodcraft making it on a list eventually.
You think?
I don't think it's special enough
for me. I
liked
it a lot.
And it's a bit cardboardy. But I do like it. I like it, but I don't love it. Yeah, that's fine. Messina, I had some reservations about it for exactly those reasons, but I still enjoyed playing it. And I think I got my money's worth out of that play.
So you know how we were talking about dungeon crawls?
Mm-hmm.
All Mice and Mystics content.
Oh, man.
It's adorable.
End of an era. It's also, like,
it's almost a whole Kallax.
I kind of halfway primed those rats and I painted the cockroaches, remember?
Yeah, I know.
Well, that might decrease its value.
Is it potentially... Oh, is it a school thing? No.
Will you ever be able to teach a dungeon crawler at school? I don't know.
It will just get stuffed up.
Yeah, I hate to see that happen to Colin and the others. One starts with an N. There's Colin. There's N. What are the other characters?
It's just it's a really gateway dungeon crawl as well, you know, and...
Yeah, I liked them being mice, though. I mean, we did play it a fair few times.
Just not the expansion.
No, and we got rid of Downward Tales, which I know was not an expansion.
No, we didn't. We still got Downward Tales.
Which one did we get rid of?
The unrelated Tail Feathers.
Tail Feathers, right. Yeah, so we have Downward and we have Heart of Glorm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how early it was in our collection that we didn't finish playing.
And went mad getting, oh, because this is fun.
Yes, we bought into it for life.
We didn't know. There's been such an avalanche of new games, you know, since then too.
Can I get the primer off the rat? I just don't.
It need not go. You know, these are just the things that I'm wondering if we'll ever play again. You know, Mice and Mystics is probably just about jammed with some sort of crust in the it hasn't
what?
Moved. Just it hasn't moved.
Jammed been... with crust? What are you talking about?
I don't know. There's probably sediment build up, you know, in the Kallax cube because it's never moved.
Saying we're going to have to, like, go to the local university and get a brush to
get some of these things out that have never left the
shell.
Just
lightly scraping away. Get the whole Kallax x-rayed so we can see what's actually inside.
Yeah.
Like a mummy.
You mentioned...
It can go. It's fine. I love the premise. I think it's great.
The game's not going to stop existing if we don't have it.
I think we played it enough to enjoy, like, wow, they're little mice going on a adventure. And yeah.
It's sad.
It is a bit sad, but wow, we're really having to confront who we used to be. I miss us.
Yeah, like, yeah. We were so much more whimsical.
We were. Now we're just dour cube pushers, except we're not really. We don't even like cubes as much anymore.
I do have Monsterlands on the list.
What? You really liked it. Are the rules too complicated for what it delivers? Is that...
I don't know. Maybe. Fussy? I think I gave it like 7.8, you know, and...
Remember that time there was a misunderstanding and I thought you wanted to play Monsterlands, but you wanted to play Monsters on Board? And I got out Monsterlands and you were like, oh yeah, Monsterlands. No, I meant Monsters on Board, but yeah, we got... You seemed genuinely keen for Monsterlands.
Yeah, all right. No, it needs another go.
But then I looked at the rules and was like, I'm glad we're not playing Monsterlands because you actually taught it to me the first time we played it, and then when I tried to relearn it, I was like, oh, armor something.
Maybe I don't know.
But it had some cleverness, I recall.
There is some cleverness about it, but I remember we had some misgivings after playing it, especially you. You had more misgivings than I did, if I recall.
Yeah, because fighting monsters is not ever really my thing. Dritz and such aside.
What do you think? Think about it?
Yeah, play it again or unbox and
move
the bits around a little bit, and then just say, you know what? I'd rather have the space.
So, spare copy of Merlin, spare copy of Namiji Deluxe there.
Yeah, obviously.
Although, you know, we might hang on to that version of Namiji for a gift.
Hang on to Namiji.
Because it's not coming back.
It's shrink. Wait, it's not?
I don't think the Deluxe Edition is. Unless, you know,
who knows? But it is nice and it would make a good gift and it's shrink wrapped. And but the spare copy of Merlin. Merlin's great. I mean, I just don't know who I'd give that one as a gift
to. Yeah, and it's not highly rated, even though we liked it. People like the expansion,
which we haven't tried yet, but I like liking things. Yeah, anyway.
Purely on the fact that we've not played it since the very first time, even though it was pretty easy to play.
We're
in the ends.
Okay, welcome to the ends.
And it would get a face out of your collection. We've got to play it again. We really liked it.
Wait, you're not talking about the face game?
Yes.
No, what?
Yeah, we liked it.
Nanty-narking?
Yes.
I want the Discworld version. It's never coming back, though.
Yeah.
Because even though I think I hate IP-based games, for Discworld there'd be an exception. But we really liked Nanty-narking. And we liked the look of it once you get past the box.
We did. These are just games that I can't remember in many cases. I think I've come to realize as we've gone through this list that in many cases it's games that I just can't remember. So, you know, we have to play them again.
Nanty-narking gets to sit out here, not just because it fits in the Victorian-ish cube, but...
There's a lot of games that I can't remember that I know we probably will like.
No, I don't think we have anything that's really like Nanty-narking. So, definitely play it again.
Yeah. This I suggested before we played it and I said, this isn't so bad. This is a pretty good game. Let's keep it. And yet again, I've forgotten about it and the networks.
You were just picking on the networks in our last episode.
I know.
About how it was too specific, which...
That's maybe part of it. But I don't know. How did you feel about it when we had
With a two-player version, didn't they? Why does that feel like a thing?
I can't remember.
I think we've had a few plays of it. The old house, this house. So we've had it for a while. I think it's fine. It's nice and it'll make somebody else happy.
Okay, so the networks can go. Now boarding's too small to get rid of, don't you think? And it's a good game.
It's a good game.
Yep. Okay.
It's a little bit, it's stressful, but it's not real time stressful. I mean, you have a clock ticking down, and definitely play that one again. Are you just mad at it because of the thing?
No. Okay. No, I just,
I won't say what the thing is.
Obviously Norse Saga, you know, it's been on our get rid of list for ages. One, a new entry in the probably should go, but it's so small.
And we're still in the end?
No, we're on O.
We're on O's.
Oaxaca, okay. Crafts of a Culture. You don't like it.
That's not true. I didn't like it at first, and you kept defending it, and then we went on to play it a couple more times.
Okay, well then I was only going to get rid of it because I didn't think you liked it. So maybe we'll hang on. It's got dice. You can't
complain. We've played it a couple of times since. Plus it's Oaxaca, and we like that cheese.
The one starting with P, we're entering P's now.
P's, all right.
With llamas on the front of it that I didn't like very much.
Oh.
But it's not a very good game. You don't. Pachacuna, Pachacuna, something along those.
You said you thought there might be a runaway leader problem.
Yeah.
I think it's an interesting game.
It doesn't have to
and
go.
And not just because they're carrying yarn around.
These are
on
just
their
games
backs.
I wouldn't care if, you know.
Are they llamas or alpacas? I've already forgotten.
I forget.
And plus, we get that. Well, look over there. Because that came with the game, that little toy, llama or pack. Does it have cat ears or banana ears?
I don't know. I think banana.
Okay, so llamas, possibly. And that sliding thing and the moving, I find it interesting. I'll see if there's a solo version because I thought it was clever. And it has the Bolivian bags and stuff inside of it.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it's...
I think it's a bit special,
bit of a
one.
Conversation piece, perhaps.
Yeah, we're having conversation right now. Look at us.
And here comes more controversy.
More controversy in the P's. Give me a hint without... Well, yeah, just give me a hint.
I would be arguing to only keep the original title in this series of games.
It's a series of games and the series starts with a P?
Yep.
I can't even think of a series of games. Can you give me a theme?
It's been hard to play for the last few years.
Wait.
And I'm not counting legacy games.
Wait. No. Wait. Are you talking about getting rid of the expansions?
Yep. And Rising Tide and Iberia.
No, not Iberia. Not Rising Tide. No.
When are we going to play them?
We didn't play Iberia right the first time.
That's true.
When are we going to play them?
These are the pandemic.
Right now? Yeah. We can play it. We can stop this and play Pandemic Iberia right now.
Yeah,
it's
so good. And we'll not.
The pandemic system. I don't remember what your beef was with Rising Tide.
Everyone has a beef with Rising Tide.
I didn't have a beef with Rising Tide. Maybe I just like the theme too much. And we wouldn't get rid of Original.
No.
Wait, yeah, so Original's at school.
And I'm not saying we would get rid of like the second season that we never played that we've got.
Well, we started to.
Yeah, we did start.
I think we should play. I thought you were ready to play
I am ready to play it.
And then we'll get to play season zero.
Yeah, that's true. No, but I was just wondering if we were ever going to play these other versions. I'm certainly not in the lab and all those, you know.
But those are expansions.
Yeah.
So why don't you put them in the box of the pandemic game at school?
Because it's too hard to teach to too many kids. But we'll see. We'll think about it.
Well, why don't we take those? Those are all in that special weird cabinet in the TV room. Anyway,
yeah,
why don't we just put the expansions? Or are they already in an expansion drone?
They're not. They don't hurt anyone.
Well, if they are taking up space, we'll move the expansions. Yeah. But no, definitely no. Not Pandemic Iberia. And then once you have Iberia, why not keep Rising Tide? I think you need to play it again. What are people saying? Who's talking smack about Rising Tides?
It's just not very well regarded, and it went on clearance with a lot of places.
Well, what if that were a school one?
Maybe. I don't think so. I think it's a bit more complicated. No, I liked it. No, I don't want to get rid of it.
Okay, I'd be willing to get rid of maybe Rising Tides because I've played it. I had the experience that was good. But we haven't played Iberia properly. I remember we messed something up.
No.
And we wouldn't do that again. And I'm just Iberia curious. Plus, whenever I go on about how many Portuguese games we have, that counts.
That's true. Now, my next one probably shows a bit how we've drifted a little bit from agreeing quite so often with Rado. We used to...
Okay, are we still in the piece?
Yep. And
and you're not talking about the one that lives up in the closet.
It's not that small, despite being kind of book-like.
Mm-hmm.
And it has really crappy components, despite the fact that they're metal, because they're bloody hard to get in. Paperback Adventures.
Oh, yeah, I can go.
Yeah, yeah, it was really not our thing, was it? Sounded like it was going to be amazing.
Should have been our thing. Should have been told. I mean, we love word assembly games, and our next proper episode's going to talk about a word game, but it's... No. I don't. Maybe it's just the combat.
Interesting. I didn't like the way you were always trading away cards for other ones too. I wanted to build up more to be able to make really epic words, but you were always just making
always scrambling to make four-letter words.
Yeah, it wasn't fun.
The part that was going to be most fun, it has lots of interesting mechanisms in it. In the right hands, it's a terrific game, but...
Yeah, but they've clearly limited you with cards that you could acquire, so to balance out how well you defeat your opponents in it. You know, in the game, you're fighting these sort of enemies, like you're going on a quest and spelling words to defeat them and using abilities that you
And then the bizarre packaging, these three different boxes. Yeah.
Then you've got to pick bits and these metal tokens to score, little clip arrows.
Like shoving in and out.
That don't aren't quite right size to get into the scoring holes. I didn't
like it. It's needlessly laborious and not satisfying for us. Yeah, let's get rid of it if anybody wants it. So, still in the peas, you said?
Yeah, there's two harsh body blows coming for you right now.
Okay. I'm going to have a sip again of the cherry
Coke.
You're
going to have to get ready for this.
Because I need to have a lubricated throat to fight back, is what I'm hearing.
The first one's a queen game.
Queen game.
One of our early purchases.
Parfum.
Yep.
Fine. Just know, though, when you sell a queen game, are we going to put anything in that space that all matches other than another queen game? So,
Do you agree it's just all
right? It was fun, and we played with the expansion.
Yeah.
We played a few times over the years, and it was an interesting introduction to some things, and I enjoyed it at the time. And I think it led to us getting some other games that we really did like, even more.
I don't even know if I want to get rid of it. I don't know.
I'm fine to get rid of it, is how I'll put it. Mike's just looking to his left and smiling to himself. There shouldn't be games in this room that you want to get rid of, Mike.
This was an Advent Games special.
Oh, Pessoa?
Yeah.
That's a lovely box.
It's not very good. Did you like it?
I remember you saying, what are people saying? It is a good game.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. Okay, let's not
Okay, what I liked about Pessoa was learning about this poet named Pessoa.
Yeah.
Also Portuguese.
Steve Pessoa? Oh, no, okay.
Yeah. Is he also from Portugal or is he South American? What's the deal?
I'm not sure.
Apparently, I didn't learn enough.
Yeah.
I thought there was a port. Maybe he's
so
Brazilian.
Maybe that means we have to play it again.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of earnest and wholesome, like a little too earnest, maybe.
Yeah.
And I think it looks good and it plays fine. And again, I enjoyed learning about it in such a good looking box, but happy to get rid of it.
Okay, so they weren't the body blows I expected they were going to be.
See, I am a reasonable, calm person.
You've defended the next one repeatedly over the years, Petrichor.
Have I defended it?
I think so.
I think I've said we need to play it again. Yeah. I was the one who
didn't
like it.
I don't
want to
play it again.
And then they came out with the deluxe one. It was like, well, I wish our sunken cost was over here with these cooler bits. But will anybody want old Petrichor?
Maybe. I'd take like...
some amount.
Yeah, for it.
So, no, that's fine. I can go. See? Boom.
Another one in this room.
Still in a pee.
Yep.
Give me a hint. I'm not going to...
I think it was the other game we played with guests.
Well, we've played more than two games with guests.
Probably in the same sitting.
Oh, Photosynthesis.
Yeah.
See, now, interesting that these two games you would bring out, because we don't have guests often, and you would bring out to tempt them into gameplay and show, you know, how fun games can be are ones that you want to get rid of now.
Oh, no, I like Photosynthesis. I liked it. I like it better than you do, I think.
I find it just kind of slow because of me, because I have AP.
Needs to be played again, perhaps.
It
refresh
might,
me.
Might be better at 2 than it was at 4. We've played it at 2, but then maybe playing it at 4 is, and it's nice looking for sure. So
yeah, let's not get rid of it. Let's
But then when I think about it, I think I need to play it again. See.
So here comes the.
It's one where I don't see playing over and over again throughout my life, though. So
but it is pretty easy to set up and go, and you know.
Yeah, but I bet it ends up on the list eventually.
Here comes a rapid-fire list of no-brainers.
Are they all P's?
Most of them.
Wow. That seems meaningful.
Sealed version of Pioneers.
Yeah.
Probably the other version could maybe go to.
Both versions of Pioneers. It wasn't good at 2.
It was fine. No, Pioneers was all right.
It was franchise. It wasn't good too. Pioneers was
It's just a mediocre game. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Although we'd have to sell them one at a time. Because if people know you have 2
copies. Plague Inc., the board game, which we already had down on
the
list.
That was one of yours. You liked the app.
We liked it the first time. Tiny card game. We won't be selling it, but I'm just saying. Project Dreamscape, not Dreamwell.
No, Project Dreamscape possibly needs to be played again to see if it should go to school.
This one will be, I think, is the...
Don't you be touching Peep Mots.
No. But okay. This next one is the probably was the other game we got along with the Dritzed game and
it starts with a P?
No.
Are we Q? We're in the R's. Don't know.